Hey, this is Chris Marquardt with your daily dose of photography. It's travel day. I'm packed. I've got my camera gear packed. And as I said in the last episode, I packed light, so there's not much in there. I added one item. It was kind of hard to leave that at home, and that was the Lens Baby that I love shooting with. Now, what I want to talk about today is the power of handheld shooting. You know, there's something to be said about taking your time, setting the camera up on a tripod, composing a shot, really being thorough, looking at all the parameters, making sure you have the right aperture, the right shutter speed, the right ISO, the right focal length, you have the focus point at the right point. This whole method of, well, it's not a method, it's just what photographers used to do in the old days. Think Ansel Adams, think you come home with, well, you're on your way home from a day of photography, you've got one glass plate left that is unexposed, and you want to take that, and you see that once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, but you only have one shot left. I mean, today this doesn't happen to us in the digital world, but or hardly ever happens. You can always reduce the resolution and shoot at lower resolution and squeeze a few more pictures out of your memory card that way. But he couldn't, so he had to do this pre-visualization, take his time, make sure everything's right, then fire the shot and hopefully get it. And even though that is a method that I actually do that on some of my workshops, I actually make people do that with a digital camera even. And it's incredibly tough and it's very scary. And one of the things that you typically use in this context is a tripod. But having that said, you know me. If you know me, you know that I'm not a big fan of tripods. There's a lot of power in handheld shooting, especially nowadays with a very fast DSLRs where you have a tremendous sensitivity. You can go up to pretty high ISOs without ruining your picture. You will get some noise if you go too high, but the pictures will still be usable. Compare that to film 100 years ago, and we're still better with these high ISOs than a lot of the film stock out there. Now, what I want to say is that shooting handheld will give you a lot of freedom, it will give you a lot of speed, it will allow you to quickly take different compositions, different shots with different compositions of the same subject, and it will also give you lots of benefit. And if you don't really get the shot because you've got a too low shutter speed, because it's too dark, then yeah, flip back a few episodes, The World Is My Tripod, it's definitely going to be a lot of help in that situation. So handheld shooting, I'm a big advocate of handheld shooting. I love handheld shooting, and with today's possibilities and with today's technology and with a maybe also bright lens, you definitely got something there. All right, this was Chris Marquardt with your daily photo tips. You can get ebooks of these episodes. If you want to read up a bit more on these, go over to DPTWC, that's for .com, that's for Daily Photo Tips with Chris.com. So I've got to get ready and head to the airport. Let's see how this will go. I'll be in the United States for 2 weeks, and I hope I'll have Wi-Fi there every now and then to post a daily photo tip. If not, I'll be back regular once I'm back home towards the end of this month. Okay, that's it. Talk to you again soon. Happy shooting.